Fertility rates, births, and population growth. Fertility rates measure the number of children an average woman has throughout the childbearing years. In order to offset the loss of population due to deaths, a woman would need to have 2.1 children. Birth rates refer to the actual number of children born. Declining birth and fertility rates are a global phenomenon. Half of the world's countries are currently experiencing below replacement rates or fewer births than deaths. By 2050, more than three-quarters of the world's population will have fertility rates below replacement levels. Governments in Canada and beyond have taken numerous measures to enhance the retention of residents and counteract declining fertility rates in the form of public policies that have become popularly known as family-friendly policies. Family-friendly policies represent those public policies that improve the lives of residents and their families. These policies may include assistance to families through employment supports, efforts to foster welcoming, vibrant, and innovative communities, actions to promote child development, measures to encourage gender equity and diversity in the workplace, and supports to the family unit throughout the life course. Efforts to increase fertility rates through various family-friendly policies have demonstrated some mixed results. For example, two neighboring states in Europe with comparable spending and social programs have differing outcomes in increasing fertility rates. Social programs to help raise fertility rates in Germany have achieved little over the last two decades, while the French fertility rate has been increasing steadily and will soon reach replacement rates. Granted, the nature of the social programs in the two countries differ, as will be explained below. In the middle of the spectrum are Nordic states, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, and Sweden, which have not raised their fertility rates, but neither have they seen their fertility rates decline, despite the dramatic downward trend in the rest of Europe. Researchers cite generous and consistent maternal and parental leave provisions, publicly funded child care, and child allowances as responsible for supporting the stable fertility rate. It is also important to note that the Nordic policies have been in place for a long time. For example, Sweden has had a version of its family-friendly policies in place since 1934. While the fertility rate in Sweden has fluctuated, especially during high unemployment periods, it has nevertheless stabilized. Germany and France, a case study. It has been suggested that the German experience has been negative due to the system encouraging mothers to stay at home over being in the labor market, the tax-splitting policy, which states that couples pay tax on half of their combined income, essentially encourages one of the two parents to stay at home. As one analysis of the policy suggests, the bigger the income difference between the parents, the bigger the tax advantage. A recent report by the Federal Institute for Population Research, a German government body, concluded that traditional attitudes about women are prevalent in German society and are affecting women's ability to have children. Women who work while raising children are frowned upon in society, which may incite more women to delay having children and having fewer children when they actually do have them. Beginning in August 2013, the German government will be providing a new program to encourage people to stay at home, a child care allowance, which along with other benefits will pay stay-at-home mothers $330 per month for choosing to forgo child care and for raising their child at home. In a change of policy to encourage parents to rejoin the workforce and to support families with young children, the German government will be implementing a policy guaranteeing all parents with very young children, under three, a child care space starting in August 2013. France has a fertility rate of 2.0, one of the highest in Europe. The fertility rate in the country was in decline for over 30 years until 2000, when it reached 1.89 and has been climbing up since. Research conducted on the French example demonstrates that a number of factors could be responsible for the continued upswing in the French fertility rate. An allowance system for all children up to the age of 16 in families with two or more children. Children in low-income families receive additional financial support as well as childcare. Single parents and families with large numbers of children are entitled to significant tax breaks, and the National Labor Code provides access to maternity leave, paternity leave, and additional parental leave in addition to the option to work part-time. Parents with a sick child are entitled to additional parental leave. The tax rate in Europe is consistent with that of other Western European states at 44%. Investments for the uncertain long term. The French example demonstrates that government policies can have a significant role in raising fertility rates, but that the results of those measures may take a long time, often decades, to come into effect. Research on fertility rates supports this view. Research also suggests that communities with fertility rates below 1.5 are at a critical level. It will be more costly and difficult to reverse fertility rates below 1.6 than will be maintaining them at that level. Women who have grown up with smaller families are likely to have small families themselves. This is why the Nordic model is often cited in literature on family-friendly policies by maintaining the fertility rate. Nordic states are resisting what could be a dangerous decline. Quebec's parental support policies mirror the Nordic model to some extent. Newfoundland and Labrador. 35 consecutive weeks of parental leave, comprised of 55% of the average insurable weekly earnings up to a maximum beginning immediately after the end of the 17-week maternity leave that includes a 2-week unpaid leave period. Child care fees are based on family income. They are fully subsidized for parents earning under $27,480 net income and partly subsidized for parents earning above that amount, dependent on the number of children in child care and resultant parent portion required. Families who give birth to a baby or have a child placed with them for adoption on or after January 1, 2008 receive the Newfoundland and Labrador Progressive Family Growth Benefit, one-time, tax-free, $1,000 benefit, and the Newfoundland and Labrador Parental Support Benefit, $100 per month for 12 months for a total of $2,200. Mothers in low-income households with children under the age of one receive the mother-baby nutrition supplement of $810 spread out over the year. Low-income households can receive over $5,200 per year in combined provincial and federal child tax benefits and supplements for the first child. Amounts for second and subsequent children vary for certain benefits. Some benefits are income tested and are reduced when income is over a specific threshold. Total annual benefits broken down: $364 Newfoundland and Labrador child benefit, $1,433 Canada child tax benefit, $2,221 National Child Benefit Supplement, and $1,200 Universal Child Care Benefit. Take family leave. Currently, parents take family leave in workplaces where employers have such provisions. Nordic countries. Combined parental leaves, maternal leave, and leaves shared by both parents ranging from 43 weeks to 16 months. Compensation generally comprises of 80% of earnings, with maximum for the first 40 to 50 weeks of leave. Child care fees in Nordic states depend on family income. Example, Sweden, where parents can be charged up to 3% of family income for the first child, 2% for the second child, and 1% for the third. Children under the age of 18 receive a $1,500 to $2,800 per year. Children in low-income families receive additional benefits. A portion of parental leave may be extended to parents with children who are 2 years old. Quebec, 50 weeks of leave with 70% insurable income. Parents are charged a flat rate of $7 per day. Combined federal and provincial benefits for children under the age of 6 provide a minimum of $1,200 per year. Parents can take 10 days off per year without pay, while some employers offer a more generous leave. Others may not have the provisions in place. Source: Roy, Laurent, and John Bernier, Family Policy, Social Trends, Fertility in Quebec, Experimenting with the Nordic Model, Government of Quebec, 2007. While the family-friendly policies Quebec has implemented are generous compared to the rest of Canada, their effectiveness can take up to a generation to be noticeable in demographic trends. Many of the changes that Quebec's family-friendly policies seek to address are associated with instilling confidence in women and families to have children while knowing that there are supports in place to ensure that they raise their children without facing significant barriers to their personal and professional development. Age and professional ambitions. It is possible that the age at which women have their first child is indicative of the changing employment landscape. Findings from a longitudinal study based on the Survey of Labor and Income Dynamics, SLID, informed showed that Canadian women who delayed having their first child earned 6% more on average than women who had their first child earlier. In addition, research suggests that cohabitation and marriage at a younger age imply a lower level of education and fewer opportunities in the labor market. For women and children not in two-income families, this is often associated with economic hardship and poverty. The perception, therefore, may be that having a child is a professional disadvantage, particularly in the absence of family and community support. Working parents who may be placed in situations of significant drains of personal income for choosing to establish a family may be reluctant to have a second child. One such example includes EI restrictions for parental leave, which limit benefits to 55% of pre-leave working income up to a maximum of $40,000. Some employers choose to top up the amount to 80% of the pre-leave equivalent, but such practices are inconsistent. Academic and policy research on birth and fertility rates in North America points to women's ambitions to pursue professional growth, the perception that having children is a costly venture, and perception of an absence of social supports in the workplace and the community. These different factors include women's willingness to have a child. Newfoundland and Labrador supports parents with newborns comprised of Newfoundland and Labrador Progressive Family Growth Benefit, one-time tax-free $1,000 benefit, and the Newfoundland Labrador Parental Support Benefit, $100 per month, EI, top-up to 12 months, for 12 months. There are additional supports for mothers in low-income households, such as the Mother-Baby Nutrition Supplement. Part-time work is normally associated with either difficulty in finding full-time work or in the limited amount of time available to work due to other responsibilities. While Newfoundland Land and Labrador has a higher female employment rate than the Canadian average, a higher percentage of women than men in this province are working part-time. There are a number of explanations to the data on the high percentage of women working part-time. Women continue to be primary caregivers to newborn children. Anecdotal evidence suggests that women are the primary parents to take parental leave. In provincial data, women appear to be the primary single parents. 22% of all families with children are family single parents versus 5% of male single parents. And overall, there are almost three times as many women as men who spend 60 plus hours per week looking after children without pay in Newfoundland and Labrador. Women are also more likely to look after children for 15 to 29 hours per week. 1.5 times more women took care of children than men in 2006. As research suggests, parents-to-be often consider so-called direct and indirect costs associated with having a child. Direct costs are direct expenses associated with having and raising a child, and indirect costs represent income lost due to having a child, i.e. having to care for the child at the expense of working or developing a career. Couples wishing to have children must reconcile that choice with the career and personal trade-offs they need to make. Indirect costs can discourage couples from having their first child, especially if it means that having a child will lead to fewer professional opportunities. Couples thinking about having a second child are more seriously weighing the direct costs and expenses associated with the possible addition to the family. Sweden's and Australia's fertility rates appear to have increased as indirect costs decrease due to government interventions. Another way of seeing a couple's decision to have a child is related to the perceived risks families take in having a child. Pursuit of career and professional ambitions instill security, whereas having a child can still instill insecurity due to significant changes a child may bring to the couple's income and future career plans. Due to the transient nature of the current labor market, pursuing job stability and security may require mobility, which also makes couples reluctant to have a child. As we focus on population growth in Newfoundland and Labrador, it is worth noting that supporting fertility and birth rate increases will require significant investments in the medium and long term. Making fertility and birth rate investments also means increasing the number of public programs and services for parents and children, adding further pressures to a limited taxpayer budget strained by increasing health, spending on seniors' health and well-being. It is also important to note that returns on investments in fertility rate growth are made for the long-term period. Thinking around fertility and birth rate supports will require innovation to balance the changing pressures on the healthcare system while increasing programs and services to support parents. Definitions. Birth rate, the number of children born per 1,000 inhabitants. Expatriate, a person who has moved away from their province. Family-friendly policies, public policies that improve the lives of residents and their families. These policies may include assistance to families through employment supports, efforts to foster welcoming, vibrant, and innovative communities, actions to promote child development, measures to encourage gender equity and diversity in the workplace, supports for the family unit throughout the life course. Fertility rate. The average number of children a woman is expected to have during the childbearing years, generally accepted as the 15 to 49 years. A fertility rate of 2.1 ensures that the number of children born will be higher than the number of deaths. Immigrant. A person who resides in Canada but was born outside of Canada. Excludes temporary foreign workers, Canadian citizens born outside Canada, and those with student or working visas. Labor productivity, the amount of goods produced by a single worker in a given amount of time. Mean age, the sum of ages of all persons divided by the total number of persons, also known as average age. Median age, the age at which the two halves of the population are either older or younger. Natural increase, the balance between the number of births and deaths. If there are more births than deaths, there is a positive natural increase, whereas if a population has more deaths than births, then there is a negative natural increase. Temporary foreign worker. A foreign worker who is contracted to work for a given employer in a given position for a temporary set period of time. Acronyms. PPGS, Provincial Population Growth Strategy. SLID, Survey of Labor and Income Dynamics. TFWs, Temporary Foreign Workers, LMO, Labor Market Opinion, NLPNP/PNP, Newfoundland and Labrador Provincial Nominee Program, MCP, Medical Care Plan, CMA, Census Metropolitan Area. Footnotes. 1. These findings are based on a Provincial Nominee Program Retention Rate Evaluation conducted by Citizen and Immigration Canada for 2000 to 2008. 2. Atlantic Canada Opportunities Agency, Rural Youth Study, Phase 2, Rural Youth Migration, Exploring the Reality Behind the Myths, Malatest R. and Associates, 2002. 3. Statistics Canada, Rural Youth, Stayers, Leavers, and Return Migrants, Richard Dupuy, Francine Mayer, and Renee Morissette, 2000. 4. IBID. 5. Conference Board of Canada, Provincial Outlook 2013, Long-Term Economic Forecast, Economic Performance and Trends 2013. 6. The Statistics Canada definition of immigrant is as follows. Persons residing in Canada who were born outside of Canada, excluding temporary foreign workers, Canadian citizens born outside Canada, and those with student or working visas. 7. Statistics Canada, Education Indicators in Canada, an international perspective, page 68, 2012. 8. Department of Foreign Affairs and International Trade, Economic Impact of International Education in Canada, final report, Rosalind Coonan and Associates, July 2009. 9. Prior to this change, TFWs could receive up to 15% less in wages than the local workers. 10. Chami Joseph, The Choice, More Immigrants or Fewer Citizens, Yale Global Online, 4th of March, 2013. 11. Family-friendly policies represent those public policies that improve the lives of residents and their families. These policies may include assistance to families through employment supports, efforts to foster welcoming, vibrant, and innovative communities, actions to promote child development, measures to encourage gender equity and diversity in the workplace, and supports the family unit throughout the life course. 12. United Nations Population Division, World Population Prospects, 2010. 13. Der Spiegel, Study Shows Germany Wasting Billions on Failed Family Policy, March 2013. 14. German Federal Institute for Demographic Research, Report on Germany's Birth Rate, December 2012. 15. Iceland and Ireland lead with marginally higher rates. 16. Lotz, Wolfgang, and Vigard Skirbeck, Policies Affecting the Tempo Effect in Low Fertility Countries, Population and Development Review. 31.4, December 2005, pages 703 to 723. 17. McDonald P., Sustaining Fertility Through Public Policy, The Range of Options, Population 57.3, 2002, pages 417 to 446. 18. Lotz and Skirbeck, 2005. 19. Drolet, 2002. 20. Bougeot Roderick and Don Kerr, Emerging Youth Transition Patterns in Canada, Investing in Youth, Evidence from Policy, Practice and Research, Policy Research Initiative, Ottawa. 21. Statistics Canada, Population 15 years and over by hours spent looking after children, without pay, by sex, by province and territory, 2006 census. 22. McDonald P., Sustaining Fertility Through Public Policy, The Range of Options, pages 424 to 425. 23. IBID. 24. Locke Wade and Scott Lynch, A Survey of the Attitudes of Employers in Newfoundland and Labrador Toward the Recruitment and Employment of New Canadians and International Workers, Harris Center, Memorial University, 2005. 25. Office of Immigration and Multiculturalism. 26. Includes Newfoundlanders and Labradorians who have returned to the province. Please email populationgrowth@gov.nl.ca if you need this document in an alternate format. Government of Newfoundland and Labrador Provincial Population Growth Strategy. Executive Council. P.O. Box 8700, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1B 4J6. www.gov.nl.ca/population growth.